Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 169 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, I want to talk about the benefits of zinc for your skin. In fact, I consider zinc to be an essential skin rebuilding nutrient. We've previously touched on the importance of zinc back in episode 68. Now, since that episode aired, it's become very clear to me that listeners could use much more info on this particular mineral. People either don't take any zinc, or they don't eat enough zinc-rich foods, or they take way too much, assuming that more is better. And that's not always the case, everyone. So we're going to talk all about that today. And also, too, it's important to consider that having skin issues increases your nutrient needs, especially depending on how extensive and serious your rashes are. This is due to having damaged tissue that, in my clinical experience, often increases nutrient need. If you've been interested in adding some zinc to your routine, here's what you need to know before you purchase a supplement. Zinc is a very important micronutrient and antioxidant that serves many clinical roles in your body. Some of these functions include being required for over 300 enzymes in addition to gene transcription. This is sort of what's known as something called zinc fingers. That's what it's associated with. And it helps keep inflammation in check by blocking inflammatory cytokines and supporting mast cells from degranulating, or we'll just say dumping, their histamine, which no one wants. While its recent popularity has come from how zinc supports healthy immune function, it also is involved in reproduction, wound healing, and steroid and thyroid hormone regulation. But I want to be clear, your body does not make zinc. I think this is an important point that we should be reiterating, because there tends to be confusion amongst many people who think that our bodies just make most of the nutrients that we need, and that is often not the case. You must have a constant influx of zinc in order to meet not only your daily nutritional needs, but potentially more if certain exacerbating situations arise. I'll talk more about that in a moment. What's super interesting is that your skin has one of the highest concentrations of zinc. Other significant concentrations or stores in your body can be found in bones, the prostate, seminal fluid, and the uvea in your eye. There are many skin conditions as well where zinc has at least some research demonstrating that it could be helpful, such as eczema, psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, seborrheic dermatitis, wounds, rosacea, and acne. And zinc has anti-itching properties and may also help reduce transepidermal water loss. So there's a lot of good things that zinc can do, right? Well, ideally, we would like to get nutrients like zinc from our diet. But zinc can be a tricky food to get, because one of the single best sources, by far, is something that a lot of people don't really love. I don't love it. That actual food is oysters. So the next in line, if oysters aren't your thing, would be beef, crab, lobster, pork, beans, chicken, pumpkin seeds, and cashews. Be aware that certain substances in plant foods can actually block zinc absorption. These include phytates, calcium, and phosphate. Now, there are methods to reduce phytates or phytic acid that naturally occurs in foods by, for example, soaking or fermenting legumes or grains. And this brings up another good point. You have to be careful with different minerals that you supplement together. So it's not a good idea to supplement calcium with zinc at the same time. If you'd like to maximize your zinc absorption, make sure to take calcium supplements separately. Now, I mentioned a moment ago how your need for zinc could increase, and that can happen for a number of reasons. Burns, wounds, pregnancy, lactation, chronic diarrhea, high alcohol intake, or if you're using diuretics. Certain drugs can also increase zinc depletion, including, and this is important for all of my skin friends here, corticosteroids. This includes those that are used topically, that are inhaled, or used in a systemic fashion. NSAIDs, so non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, birth control pills, ACE inhibitors, the azidiuretics, and H2 histamine-blocking medications for heartburn and ulcers. Thus, it shouldn't surprise you that zinc deficiency is pretty common. In fact, 1/3 of the world is actually zinc deficient. Because zinc is so important, that makes us then wonder, is there a correlation between those who have like some type of skin rash condition, right? So I was able to find one paper that stated that, quote, erythrocyte zinc levels were significantly lower in atopic dermatitis patients than in the control group, end quote, compared to serum zinc, which didn't really yield any significant findings. And that would be exactly in line with my experience as a clinical nutritionist and why I'm such a strong advocate for those who do experience chronic skin and health issues to get your zinc levels checked. Most clients in my clinical private practice end up being deficient, and simply checking your serum zinc, sometimes it's just labeled as zinc on the lab, is not sufficient as a marker to evaluate whether you're actually deficient in zinc. If you need help figuring out what the test is that you should be asking your doctor for, I actually have a great resource for you over on skinterrupt.com. If you head on over to the show notes for this episode, you will find the link to the article that lists every test out that I commonly ask clients to get. With all of that said, is it possible to take too much zinc? Well, let's consider a few things. One of which is that zinc has become one of the most common supplements that people with skin issues, especially eczema, end up taking. And then let's add to that the fear of getting sick from the global pandemic. And zinc supplements have become a very hot commodity. Yes, zinc is natural. And yes, zinc is obviously very important to your health as well as your skin. But too much zinc can cause trouble in your body if you take dosages that are much too high for too long of a period of time, not taking into account that things in the body need to be balanced. And when it comes to zinc, that is specific to something called the zinc-copper ratio. That needs to be balanced. So let's understand a little bit about how much is too much. The upper limit on zinc intake is set at 40 milligrams per day, and that includes both the total of what you would get from supplementation as well as dietary sources. That's for a normal, healthy person. And for every 15 milligrams of zinc that you get, you should also shoot or aim to get 1 milligram of copper as well, either from food or a supplemental form. Now, if you have issues that exacerbate the need because of nutrient depletions, you may need more zinc than what is recommended, but excess supplementation of zinc is technically considered taking 50 milligrams or more per day for, quote, up to 10 weeks, end quote, and can push this ratio in a direction that can result in health problems. One consequence of taking high zinc is that it actually causes your body to block appropriate absorption of copper in your gut, and that skews the ratio even further. So needless to say, more is not always better, and supplementing at high doses without testing and guidance can have some serious drawbacks, and I would highly recommend that if you want to go above that 40 milligram per day, that includes both what's coming in from your diet and from supplements, that you work with a practitioner or your physician so that you know that you're not potentially causing more harm than good. Before we wrap up, I'd be remiss if I didn't touch on one final point. So if you've ever wondered if zinc can be absorbed through your skin, the answer to that is yes. As you know, your skin is an absorptive barrier similar to your gut, and many nutrients can be absorbed through the skin, including zinc and vitamin D, which I've covered before here on the podcast. With skin rashes, the skin barrier is often leaky and compromised, right? A lot of us have rashes, and some people have difficulty even getting wounds to essentially heal back up. So I was able to find one recent study that found that a compromised skin barrier increased the amount of zinc that ended up in the epidermis 60 to 65 fold. So that is essentially saying that if your skin barrier is compromised and you were to apply something that contains zinc, it will actually increase the amount of zinc that will end up in that upper layer of the skin. I'm going to dive more into the topic of zinc and your skin in upcoming episodes, so stay tuned. But for now, know that zinc is probably a very crucial piece of your puzzle. It's not likely the one problem, but addressing low zinc can make a significant difference in your symptoms. All of the links and research shared in this episode can be found over at skinterrupt.com/169. You can also leave your questions and comments there so we can keep the conversation going. And I invite you to share this episode with our community members, especially those who are interested in looking deeper at their skin. Nutrient depletions are more common than you'd think in those with chronic skin rashes, so this episode could be a wake-up call for someone who never realized the importance of zinc and their skin issues. Now, before you head off for your day, take a moment to rate and review the Healthy Skin Show on your podcast platform of choice. And then hit the subscribe button so that you can tune in each week for new research, tips, and inspiration. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.